Killy with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills / Emporia Animal Shelter, joining us right now for our Newsmaker 2 segment.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm trying to have some warm, sunny thoughts. That's what I'm doing.
Understand. Well, it sounds like, in addition to the warmth and the cloud cover and the fog and everything else that we've had over the last week, you guys have been extremely busy. I wanted to talk about, really kind of get our conversation started with state inspection results, because it sounds like things went well there.
Yes. As the community knows, we are closed, or at least appointment only, on Monday and Tuesday. I got the call on Tuesday, and she was here. So that's usually how it goes, though. They're surprise visits for inspection. And we did. We spent a few extra, I would say minutes, but I'd say about an extra half hour or so, just kind of talking about some suggestions she might have for our specific facility, and just some things coming down the pipe as far as in the next year or two, as far as stuff that might be changing or how we may need to update.
What are some of those different things that you're seeing that could be pretty low-hanging fruit, and some other projects that may take a little bit, I don't want to use the term additional effort, but maybe some more planning in order to make those happen?
Right. So last year we did the big changeover from our plastic Karanda beds and some of our plastic toys and things out in the run to more metal Karanda beds, and then also just how we store some of our linens and treats and food. Let's see, and of course, you know, not having certain food items or cleaning items directly on the floor or housed in the same areas. And then since we had moved to full kenneling for our animals, we had already crossed that off the list. So they're just going to be a little, not a little, but actually quite a bit more stringent on following the rules and, you know, really focusing on the best care possible while animals are with shelters temporarily.
So how detailed are these inspections, Stephanie?
She goes through every single room and opens cabinets, cupboards, goes through our files, goes through our shelter system as far as how we catalog animals, really just about anything.
So it's pretty thorough then, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like what my dad would go through in the Army, the white glove treatment.
Oh, right. Well, luckily, too, I mean, we've got a very basic system. We went back to just, you know, cataloging in an Excel, our paper files. We do have a bit on the computer. We've got a huge whiteboard in our big dog room where we mark down whenever we do our water bowls, when we do our major, like, filters and top of the kennel cleaning. Stuff like that, so she could see that if she had a question for either myself or one of the staff members that were present, we could get her the information pretty quickly.
How important is this, though, Stephanie, in order to get a little bit of guidance on how to improve things, but get that you know, hey, things are going well here. Keep up the good work that it sounds like you guys got.
Right, it's huge. It's very vital for us to pass that. And not only pass it, but pass it with flying colors. To have her support and the state as well, if we did not, we would be shut down. Or we would, you know, need to make some major improvements within, you know, say a week to 2 weeks or within a month's time. There's different levels of violations, you know, minor, medium, and, of course, immediate shutdown. I will be very transparent. We had two minor violations. One was we had a dog water bowl that was overrunning. And then also we did have one front kennel gate, that had about a softball-sized hole in it. So needless to say, we've got repair happening this week, and it should be as easy as that. But when they're more... a higher issue, there can be more of a timeline or immediate shutdown. This also puts us at good standing with the state, so if there is some sort of other complaints that pop up from time to time, or concern, or possible hoarding within the state of Kansas or in our county, sometimes they'll call us and see if we're able to help more.
You know, we're talking with Flint Hills Humane Society Director Stephanie Achille about activities with the Humane Society and the animal shelter. Well, let's talk about the shelter specifically now as far as, is there any room in the inn?
Oh, you know, I feel like I'm a broken record, but really there isn't. We've been running an adoption special for a while now and have continued it through the mid-December, so the 17th. We have an adult adoption special with a new approved application. We've had some litters of kittens. Yes, there's still kittens happening. And also puppies. So right around the new year, we're hoping to release a litter of puppies. So hopefully now we'll have some pictures coming out. That's always exciting. Everybody likes to get together for those. And then, yes, sadly, a lot of abandoned animals and dumps. Often to no fault of the animal. The more that we evaluate and work with them, we've got some awesome pets here. You know, we're not a huge push for gifts for the holiday, but if you're looking for a lifetime gift, please chat with us. We've got some great animals that could fit all sorts of different families.
How often are you getting what sounds like, you know, the surrenders or just basically, as you call them, the dumps? How often are we those coming in?
And right.
Is this now becoming, has it always been like this, or are we starting to see this more regularly and more consistently now?
Oh, you know, there is an ebb and a flow. And we just talked about this at a recent board meeting, too. If we were to kind of give a percentage for our traffic, we'd say 60 to 75% of the people that come to our shelter are in need of rehoming their animal or surrendering their animal or in need of pet food from our pantry. It's in the need of our shelter. And then the small minority is that they're actually there to adopt an animal. So when I put out those requests of, like, you know, continued help needed, and adopters are, you know, Wishlist Wednesday, we need adopters. It's very, very true. Our shelter relies on our community and adopters to remain no-kill and to remain positive and healthy.
Well, Stephanie, you mentioned an adoption special. What is it? What's the special?
$25. $25, Chuck. Yeah, with the new approved app, we know that life can change very rapidly, so we do ask whenever you are interested in an animal that you fill out a new application. It's a one-page application, pretty basic, and then we do a meet and greet just to make sure it's a good fit, and then animals come already fixed, so spay or neutered, and have all their vaccinations.
Talk a little bit about some of the resources that are available here too, Stephanie, when it comes to people who, you know, have, maybe they have a lost or maybe they've found animal they want to rehome. What are some of the different avenues that are out there right now?
Right. So, yes, definitely call the shelter and see what our vacancy is or see if we possibly had gotten your animal in overnight or that day. But ultimately, you know, we are in a world of social media. Facebook often can get people's attention a lot faster than us, or sometimes even going door to door in a neighborhood. So please post on, there's Emporia Lost and Found, there's a Lyon County Lost and Found, and then there's even a really great rehoming page called Oh Give Me a Home.
Understood. You know, Stephanie, with the traffic that you've had for a long period of time, I know there had been some conversations early last year, maybe, or maybe early this year, late last year, about something along the lines of a possible expansion or a new location here for the animal shelter. How are things sitting on that front? And are they starting to maybe get a little bit more crystallized here as we get through this year and get into early next year?
Yes, at the completion of this year, we'll have ran 2 years of, you know, full kenneling, as far as the animals having their side to sleep and eat on and their side to have animal waste on, as well as our partnership that's ongoing monthly, even biweekly with K-State, to be able to show some proof. And also, you know, we've had some great adoption percentages, but yes, we have not had as many animals in our doors according to the private years. Previous years. As far as an expansion, we definitely need it. We need it. It'd be awesome to have another entire building. We do come up for contract renewal with the city in April of 2024. So that'll be something that we chat about with that. We are open to suggestions. If there is anybody that would really like to be involved with that, please reach out. But yes, we're still in the planning stages. A lot needs to come together for that to happen. With that too, the community support and remaining no kill is vital. It really is.
How much more space would you need? That becomes my next question, because you already have, you know, your square footage has been full for Lord knows how long. How much square footage, based off of your current and, you know, maybe 2-3 year projections down the road, are we looking at doubling the current space in order to meet the need, triple the space? What are you looking at?
So ultimately, it really would not be beneficial unless we could double what we currently have. However, the need is so great, Chuck. Really, if we had 40 spaces, they'd be full. If we had 400 spaces, they would be full. We will never be put out of the job. And we just need more of the really amazing pet owners, and for people to really look at rescues and organizations and shelters when they're looking to bring a family member home. I've chatted with a lot of people until I'm blue in the face about breeding, and sure, there are some few good reasons for that, I guess. But ultimately, spaying and neutering does save a lot of lives. And space-wise, our community constantly needs more help when it comes to housing animals. We need to plan for our animals because they are part of the family. When we get all of these calls about, I'm moving and I can't take my animal. Well, how long have you known about that? Well, I'm moving today. I'm moving this weekend. You know, plan for your animal. And also, if you are going to take an animal in, sadly, because the organizations and rescues in our shelter are often very full with wait lists, you need to have a personal plan. So that's why, I mean, luckily we've got about 5 or 6 local organizations that sometimes can help or at least help post them. The larger towns do have much, much larger shelters and therefore go through their wait lists and their adoptions faster than us. I mean, they're also struggling as well. This is a nationwide issue. It's very, very few places are having empties right now.
So how many animals can you house, number-wise, right now?
So if we were absolutely full and everybody had their full kennel, we're right around 40. Currently, we're over 40, but it's because we do have a couple litters of kittens. Well, not a couple litters. I'm sorry. We have 2. And then also we have a larger litter of puppies.
So did you just say you could house up to 400? You could the need would be that great?
Oh, my gosh. No, huh? No, no.
Come on.
Oh, my God. That's the thing, though. If we had, can you even imagine? Could you imagine if we had to have a facility that could house 400 animals and to still be full? You know, we want to help some of our transfer partners, too, with trades, possibly, and get animals into different communities that might be better for them. Or, you know, when we reach out to these transfer folks, it's, hey, can you help us take a few animals? And, of course, they're in need, too. So it's like, okay, well, if we take 3 of yours, would you be able to take 1 of ours? And sometimes we're not even in a good position to be able to offer that type of collaboration.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, what is next for you on this front here, specifically when it comes to the shelter space side, with those conversations with the city starting to probably pick up here within the next 3 or 4 months or so?
Right. With the hiring of the 2 animal control officers, too, I mean, it's been great. They're helping the community, and they try their best to help us when they do show up at the shelter. But ultimately, there's so many animals at large or stray or, again, yes, abandoned or dumped. What you can do to be the best pet owner really is to get your animals microchipped if they don't like to wear collars. Please get them microchipped. Please keep that updated. And then, yes, an old-fashioned just collar and tag is extremely helpful. So then that way, if, you know, little Taco likes to go down to the end of the block and go potty or go see the neighbor, Susie, who's driving by, can call the person. You know, we don't always know the routine, but ultimately there is a leash law. And when we get calls and people are mad at us because somebody picked up their animal, I mean, ultimately we just want animals to be safe and cared for.
Yeah, I have...
So it starts with some of the basics.
Yeah. Zelda, who we got from the animal shelter a couple of years ago, she and Lucky both like to visit the neighbors across the street and then come kind of sauntering on back.
Yeah.
So microchipping is going to be in their future soon.
Well, and actually, I'm really glad we brought that up. We're going to be offering microchipping in the new year. When an animal gets fixed here, we're also going to be aligning them with a microchip, and it's going to be part of the adoption process. Okay. A lot of shelters have moved that direction, and we've had to, you know, jump a few hurdles to have it happen, and it's going to happen in 2024 for us.
I know you've annually had a hay giveaway. Is that going to be happening this year?
Yes. So the move from hay has been to straw.
Gotcha.
We are taking any and everybody's donations for straw, if at all possible, or even money so that we can go and possibly purchase straw. Around the mid-December, I know it's late for us this year, but we're going to be having a giveaway. So we've got a few things coming together, and I know it's a popular day for the community, and of course it's holiday season, so everybody is holly jolly everywhere. But the 16th, keep an eye on our Facebook page. We're going to post a few things that we're going to be offering on Saturday, December 16th.
Outstanding. All right, Stephanie, anything else that we are missing here? Because we've covered a ton of ground. Anything else that we're missing here that you want to...
I know, it's great.
Absolutely. What else do we need to talk about here this morning?
So... If there is a family that really is in dire need, and it is emergency status, we do have a pet food pantry. Sadly, we're not able to offer a continuing assistance program, you know, weekly, biweekly, or monthly. But if there's a few weeks or a few days in between you and a job, and, you know, your pets need food, we're happy to help with that. So please call ahead. We can tell you what we've got and try and help you there. A lot of the other rescues in town are able to help with emergency food as well. But ultimately, you know, it's getting cold. So make sure your animals are contained and warm and fed and watered. If you've got some questions or even have some items that maybe you could donate, just give us a call or stop in. We're open for walk-ins typically Wednesday through Sunday, 9 to 3.
So what kind of need do you have as far as donations? What do you need out there?
Okay, so I know I'm a broken record with this one too, but those dogs, with as many as we have, and even our kitties, they love their treats. So if you do the holiday spirit, the dogs and cats would love some new toys and treats. Also, like I said too, we're moving towards the aluminum Caronda beds. Those would be just amazing as a donation. We go towards the kitty pellets, which actually are the horse pine bedding pellets that we get over at Tractor Supply if anybody wants to drop those off. We use sensitive laundry detergent, too, and go through a lot of cleaning supplies. So I know that's not the most fun donation, but we use a lot of it.
Okay.
And then, too, even volunteers. If we've got some notice and you fill out the application, we're happy to have people come over and walk some dogs or play with the kitties.
Outstanding. All right, Stephanie. Well, really appreciate your time with us here this morning. Please keep us posted, too, on everything that you've got with the shelter, and we'll be happy to get the word out with whatever you may need.
Thank you very much, guys. Hope you have a great December.
Happy holidays, Stephanie. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Stephanie Achille, who is the Humane Society of the Flint Hills director, and an update on plenty of activity out at the animal shelter.
No lie there. Want to let you know that if you want to be part of our morning show, we do have our morning show Newsmaker 2 spots available for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8:20. If you want one of those three, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. As we told you last